Road, Palm City. We can be reached at 772-283-4974.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
You can see the money, but you can't touch one of them red things. Oh, let's go. So you're very delicate with it. Why? Because you want what's on the other side. Fear and trembling. Let me give you some examples, because we're building on something. You're going to see it in a little bit. You'll see it. We'll get to the meat of this tonight. But look at John in the Gospel of John chapter 6. I want to look at an example concerning the fishes and the loaves. See, God has started something in your life. Something's been unleashed. Now don't draw back. Amen. Amen. Tell somebody right now, don't you dare draw back. After David rejoiced before the Lord with all his might, his wife Michal was looking from the palace window, and she despised him. Amen. Amen. See, she was caught up in pride, in the spirit of Saul. Just what it looked like. Heart didn't really matter. Amen. Just what, you know, looked the part. But David was dancing with all his might, and when he went to return home to bless his house, Michal begin to speak words that were cursing words. Amen. Amen. You know, trying to make David ashamed, but David said, listen, I'm paraphrasing, you ain't seen nothing yet. Amen. You think that was shameful to you? Wait till I really get my dance on. But what happened with Michal? Because Michal despised him in that rejoicing that he did, her womb was shut up. In essence, she was not able to reproduce. She was not able to produce anything. See, that's what happens. People become unfruitful. Amen. You stop bearing fruit. Amen. Amen. When you're a second day spectator and somebody's up here sweating it out. Amen. And they're praising God, you don't know what they're going through. Amen. You don't know what they're facing. You know what giant they are dealing with. And they're dancing till the cows come home, and you think, oh, they need to sit down. No, you need to stand up. Amen. And let me just put this caveat here, because some of us, I don't want you to hurt yourself. Amen. Now, you might think people trying to, you know, slow you down or cramp your style, but if they move out the way, you're going to hurt yourself. Now, I don't want to sound rude here, but the Holy Spirit's not going to hurt you. Amen. So as you get hurt, that's you. Amen. Amen. And don't be Amen. Don't be acting like you all out of control. It's just the Spirit of God. You out of control till you look over your shoulder, make sure somebody behind you. Ah. See, what I'm saying. Come on, what I'm saying is the Holy Spirit don't act unseemly. If you're not surrounded by people pushing you, trying to keep you up, I say, hey, just leave alone, leave me alone. Boom, you're going to go into the door. Where everybody at? Is that the Holy Ghost or is that you? I'm a witness to this. I've seen it happen. I've seen elders. You've heard me talk about this. I saw an elder in a church of God in Christ. Praise was going up. And we were sitting in the pulpit, and he ran from the pulpit. There were two doors like that. They weren't metal, but there were two doors in the vestibule. He ran as fast as he could and then ran back and then ran down there again and ran into the doors. I mean, like, what you doing? What you doing? Lord. I wish they had pictures. Because when he came back in, he had bandages. He was bloody all. Was that the Holy Ghost? What you running to the door for? You know, Lord help us. See the Spirit does not act unseemly.
Amen.
And we definitely don't want anybody getting hurt.
Amen.
Okay? Because of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
The Lord had to pull my thigh out of the socket. No, he ain't pulling. That was Jacob. You did that. Now you walk over the crutch. You gotta have operation. You understand? Let's. I'm trying to make it so you can eat it. You know, it's palatable, but we just don't want anybody getting hurt.
Amen.
You know, praise God with all your might. But God's not gonna throw you. You know, throw you all over the place on the floor, and you start bleeding and swollen up and hurt and all that. That's what the demons did.
Amen.
Demons want to throw you into the fire.
Amen.
Come on, that's some old school thinking.
Amen.
It's like when people come up front and go to purging, call themselves purging. You better not come up in here. Talk about you purge. You better go purge out on the corner. No, seriously. So, see, some of y'all wasn't born when this was going on.
Amen.
But you wasn't being cleansed unless some white stuff came out your mouth all over the carpet. The devil is alive. Don't you dare. We will escort you out. But what I'm saying is don't, you know, discern. Ask God. Lord, I want to move in the Spirit. And I've seen people do stuff, and I'm not denying that the Spirit of God can do stuff. People have done stuff with their eyes closed. Run as fast as they can and stop. But they were moving in the Spirit. Now, don't do it just because somebody else did it. Or you want to, you know, no. Am I making myself clear? I'm not criticizing anybody, but, you know, the Spirit of God does things in a comely manner. When it says that David danced with all his might, you can dance with all your might without swinging your arms and hitting people and, you know, without getting wild and somebody has to catch you before you fall and hurt yourself. And yes, you can. And God will honor that too. You'll be amazed how the Spirit of God get on you. He's not going to get you wild.
Amen.
The devil is the one make you wild.
Amen.
Well, you think about it. I'm not saying it's the devil, but let's just, okay, is that enough? Or? Just so that we understand.
Amen, amen.
Let all things be done decently and in order.
Amen.
There's a way to praise.
Yeah.
And I'm not putting anybody on lock. You be who you are. You know, be who you are. Right? All right? And do it with all your might.
Yes.
And now somebody can praise so until they just get exhausted. Okay, I understand that. That ain't what I'm talking about. Anyway, let's go. Let's move forward. So, John 6, chapter 6, verse 4 through 13, looking at the fishes and the loaves. And the Passover feast of the Jews was near. When Jesus then lifted up his eyes and saw a great company come unto him, he said unto Philip, "Whence shall we buy bread that these may eat?" And this he said to prove him, for he himself knew what he would do. Philip answered him, 200 pennyworth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said unto him, "There is a lad here which has 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes, but what are they among so many?" And Jesus said, "Make the men sit down." Excuse me. Now there was much grass in the place, so the men sat down in number about 5,000. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples, and the disciples to them that were set down, and likewise of the fishes as much as they would. When they were filled, he said unto his disciples, "Gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost." Therefore, they gathered them together and filled 12 baskets with the fragments of the 5 barley loaves which remained over and above unto them that had eaten. Wow. Okay, we'll stop there. The miracle of the fishes and the loaves. Okay, the first point I want to make is that a young boy gave them his lunch. Now, you've heard me say this before, and this has dropped in my spirit one day, or I might have even heard someone say it, I don't recall, but I remember it coming to me when I spoke it to you, that, you know, I'm convinced that that boy wasn't the only one that had some food.
Amen.
You know, out of 5,000 men, and they say men, so theologians say there, and commentators say there was maybe 20,000 people. With women and children. So I'm certain there was more than the 5 fishes and loaves, or the 2 fishes and the 5 loaves. But he was willing to give that.
Amen.
The lad was.
Amen.
Isn't that something? Out of all of those people, a little boy
Amen.
Was willing to give. Let me say something to you. I say it prophetically to you. God is renewing us with a young spirit.
Amen.
Amen. The lad wasn't concerned with,
Amen.
This is all I got. You know, people start thinking like that when they get older.
Yeah.
You know, it's just maturation. You think more like that. But the young lad, that's all he had. But he was glad. You know, he's still excited about just being there in a big old crowd of people, seeing all these miracles. He was just glad to be able to give that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? Isaiah, look at Isaiah 40 and verse 30, 31. Because we're digging into something. You're going to see, this is going to make a lot of sense to you when I put it all together. Isaiah 40, verse 30 and 31. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. What I'm saying to you tonight, God is going to renew you with a young spirit.
Amen.
Not an old, dusty, tired, give up spirit.
Amen.
But a young spirit.
Amen.
Them old people that were there, probably the 5,000, were just tired. But the little lad
Amen.
Was willing to give his.
Amen.
He had some energy.
Amen.
Get it back up. You know how it gets, right? But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as an eagle. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. They shall walk and not faint. Say that with me. God is renewing me with a young spirit. Give me Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 4 through 8. God is renewing us with a young spirit. Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 4 through 8. Then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, before I formed you in the womb or in the belly, I knew you. And before you came out of the womb, I sanctified you. I ordained you a prophet unto the nations. Then said I, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a child. But the Lord said unto me, say not, I am a child, for you shall go to all that I shall send you, and whatsoever I command you, you shall speak. Be not afraid of their faces, for I am with you to deliver you, saith the Lord.
Amen.
Okay? God's going to renew you with a young spirit. Not a childish spirit, a young spirit.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
The Church of the Holy Spirit in Palm City reminds you that America has a covenant with God, established over 400 years ago at the founding of our great nation, to send the gospel into the world. Please pray for a robust revival in our nation, that we may honor this covenant in God's perfect time.